Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dinah.
Hi, how are you
morning,
doing?
Paula.
Okay, seeing as it's 9:01, I'd like to call the meeting of November the 19th to order, Commissioner's meeting. And I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded. Okay, I have a couple of things I wanted to add. One thank you letter that I forgot to include with the other week was a thank you letter to Ralph Lutchen, a resident who we approved taking care of the entrance garden and other gardens, and he has done so on his own this summer. So I drafted a thank you, and so it's been sent to the office. If you could just, if we approve it,
okay,
we can put the letterhead on it. I also wanted to include the discussion that we had at the ZBA hearings last night. Let me see if I. Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Even if it's not, you can bring stuff up. It's not
yeah.
on here.
Okay. And then I also wrote a letter, again, for review and approval by the board for the process of possibly selling the lodge, getting information on what it would cost to subdivide the lot to maintain the 1.6 acres, which it now resides on. We cannot make the lot any smaller.
I mean, I think you can put all your stuff under the.
Okay.
You don't have to list everything. Do we have to list every individual thing on the list?
No, it's just so that you remember in case
oh.
I forget.
Well, you have to keep your own list in your
board. All right.
Both those things are already on the agenda.
Yeah.
Yep, here, Jay.
I know the one for the sale, but specifically a letter that I wrote. Okay. So do we have, we're going to call it at 9:00. Do we have Brad?
No.
Brad, nobody from the engineering and water project. So without further hesitation, I want to, well, if we start with the DPW, that could get length. Okay, so why don't you go ahead, Kelly, I'll put you up at that.
All right, we've been outfitting the equipment, operations. We have two trucks outfitted right now. That's generally what we have, I think. We're right on target with everything. Really, no cost. Maintain. But the carbide edges make a huge difference. All the edges held up real well. So no cost so far. I guarantee it's going to hold that way, but that's really good news. Big truck gets done last because we still haul with the big truck. We're actually going to go out today and do some gravel work. Cover that all the pipes. Backing up some fastball. And pretty much just filling in anything that plows will grab. Potholes we still got to take care of. That's all miscellaneous stuff we'll catch up on now. Next week being Thanksgiving, we have 2.5 days with Thanksgiving. I may take an extra day. Jeff, so far, is going to be here. We'll let the cops know about that. We both still have some time we have to use up before the end of the year. But we'll be covered. We'll be good. I guess we got to talk about on Easter demo. I'm looking at the agenda and there's something and drainage on. Maybe that's not. You got a phone call.
I had a phone call, yes. That a gentleman at 17 East Bergamo.
Right. That's, yeah, the reason I brought that up is you said there's a list of the class 6 roads and where they start
yeah.
and where they end. Because he had questions whether he was on a 5 or a 6.
I had the question. Definitely, so I'm definitely on a 5.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get on to the website for the card.
Yeah, I don't have that card. I
just go onto the Madison website and you type in the ad. It tells you if it's it's on a Class 6 or a Class 5 road.
I drove up there after, and it looks like he's so really close. So
I know 19
really
is 19 definitely is the same, so that's why I question that, because he would need a road waiver if it's the Class 6.
Right.
That's what I was concerned about. So,
so that, I just want to get that list. I didn't know that's, I'll talk to you after.
Okay.
19 East Bergamo. I'm going to meet with that homeowner. I had told him back way back when talking that I need what he had to bring this road up to, but I believe there's a water main to be done.
An extension, I believe, to that new property.
He wants to do that.
Yeah.
So in order for him to do that, he has to bring the road up. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's
yeah.
What it was with his contract.
Yeah.
Was going to price out the cost of the water and upgrades to the road. He wanted to meet with you, I guess, the cost.
I've been off for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right, so I can take care of that.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to that homeowner.
Yeah.
I
sent an email and he sent the contract. That just to arrange it for the office.
Okay.
When I hear from him, I'll.
Okay. That's really all I have.
Anyone on yet, Lynn?
No.
Okay. Just a question. So, between now and the end of the year, things that you may know with respect to, like you just mentioned, looks like our edges are in good shape.
Yep.
Chains. Tires, the new truck.
Tires are included. In-
they are?
Yep.
Okay.
They are already.
The
truck is actually they're doing the tires. They just got them in. Tires them. So that's. Yeah.
Okay.
They're wrapping it up.
Yep.
And then you'll three outfits?
Well, three outfitted in
okay.
Good shape.
Okay. So what's the question? So assuming that by the end of this week or we have the new truck available to us. You'll probably want to go through a break-in period, which then brings up the question, what do we do with the 550? And so are we prepared to have the discussion now?
Sure.
Just for planning purposes.
Yeah.
So it'd be great to have a spare truck, but I'll be very honest. If so much as the blinker light goes out on that truck, I don't see the value of keep putting money into it.
We actually stopped putting money into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it's going to go.
So, Jay?
Yes, Kathy.
Okay, so one small, note is when the Department of Labor was there to do our safety inspection, he said if by the end of November we were going to keep the truck in service, we had to put the backup alarm on. If not, after the end of the month, we have to put an out-of-service note on that truck. So if we're going to continue using it after November, we are required by them to get that backup alarm if we're going to keep using it.
Okay.
Now, the odds of us getting caught are pretty slim, but just a reminder, that's what we agreed to.
Okay.
I don't see any reason that truck will be used after November. It doesn't matter what we do. We sit on it or
What was the value, or do we know what it's worth?
I don't think we know what it's worth. The trucks are not the cars there. You really got to look at the vehicle and see what's wrong, what's right. But I would say, I'll defer to Kelly because I think he knows more about
them. I don't know the value. Had a value on a trade-in, they were going to give us $5,000. But
right.
Depends on how much effort we want to put into selling.
Yeah.
Do we want to sit on it and wait for the highest sale, or we want to just not in the car of the sales system?
Right.
Let it go down the road. My advice,
yeah.
Whoever makes them a capable offer. I mean, Alan had interest in it when he heard we were going to sell it.
Okay.
We're going to get value.
Yeah, we got to get a value so that we know what we should expect.
Right.
And then for transparency, it should go and be advertised publicly.
How do we do a value on it?
The truck is
Could we bring it to Alan and have him just throw a number at it? But that may.
Yeah.
I'm wondering too if he would want to bid on it.
Well, who offered us the trade?
That was when I was getting quotes on the truck.
Truck dealers? What are truck dealers? They would buy it, right? Why don't we ask a couple truck dealers? Is that easy to do, or is it hard to use to take it to them? And are they local? I don't know
if they would.
Nobody
I think
just buys
them.
They'll take the space that they're going to buy it.
Right.
And there are people that will do that. But then, again.
We got to find out from somebody, so somebody's got to be able to tell us.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, what options, what equipment are you going to sell with the truck?
What's on it? Sander and the plow.
Saka, do you have a wing?
I don't think it's a garage forever and rust away. We got to sell it.
Oh, yeah, no.
You can auction it. I mean, put it off a bid.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't want it around. We have no place to store it.
Okay.
Excuse me, who just joined with the last 5 seconds? Hello?
Hi, good morning. It's Chris here.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, we got Kelly.
How are you?
Good. Kelly's just going over some of his issues, so we'll get right back to you, Chris. Hang on. So, yeah, let's...
Chris, how you want to go? I can take it up now. Yeah, you give it a part. We think... you have to go through a whole free bid, all that.
Yeah.
Stuff, I don't know.
Yeah, we got to go public with it, just for transparency and to do the right thing. Let's plan on putting it in an advertisement form. I don't know if there's AAA you can sell cars on now.
Let me ask you what it's worth. What are the next steps?
If we
there's a local guy, he knows that he buys trucks.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
Can you reach out and find out and see if he'll say what he'd give us?
Okay,
and
what
can
you do that?
Alan
will give us.
And,
can you reach out to him this week?
I think we still need to put it out
that. Oh, yeah, still got to
put it in an
advertisement.
Give everybody a fair chance.
Why?
You're selling this property. You cannot pick and choose your friends to buy it.
Yeah. I think it has to go out to. In the paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we put a price on it, or we just have people
to write
in?
We could put a minimum price.
Why don't you ask this time this guy, ask the other guy's garage, get a couple numbers from these guys, and then next week let's discuss what the minimum price
is. Okay.
That's what Oski did with that standard account.
That's right.
Okay.
A whole bunch of equipment.
Great.
They had to put it out. So.
All right.
I'll get a starting point.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
It's outfitted, by the way, now, and just in case we need it. So it's ready to go.
All right. So we got Chris. Anybody else?
Not yet.
Okay. Hang on, Chris. We're still waiting for the other folks to join the call. Elspeth.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions on the health care plan?
I do. I made a lot of calls. I got Madison's information. We typically try to mirror what Madison does on a lot of things we do. Madison offers a family plan across the board. They have a 95.5% employee contribution. They have the same deductible, $3,000, and they pay the first $15, like IOWISE does. They have a $15 copay. Ours is $25. And they offer 100% dental. For instance, we have a $25 copay. I was scheduled for therapy on my thumb Tuesday, and they said, "Well, it's going to be $25." And I said, "Well, how many times am I going?" They said, "Twice a week for up to 6 weeks." I canceled the appointment. I can't afford that, so. This is something that, you know, I don't know what the savings is, that kind of deductible. It doesn't sound like $25, but now I'm getting into a bunch of money for copay. Now this is $15, which $10 makes a difference. It's just something that needs to be looked at. I believe Madison uses the same insurance company we do. wouldn't take much to find out exactly how they do theirs.
I can see what plan they're on, probably.
Yeah.
I checked with Conway. Conway's a much bigger. They have a 90-10, but they offer more things. They offer dental. They offer their co-pays different. It's the way they mix things up. At the end of the day, there's pros and cons to all of them. Just most of them have a lot of pros. And it's hard to judge theirs because they're union, so the union has a lot of. So, and I can find out more. Everybody seems to be kind of the same. It's hard to decipher between co-pays and deductibles. But the out-payment, if I'm asked to pay $5,000 a year, as having to take care of it all myself, that's a tough pill to swallow. So, just, I know we're not going to make a decision here today. But looking at what other towns do, they really are engaged with their employees and try to manage employees in such a way that the employees stay. It seems like they do this every year, and here we are again, but it's a serious issue. I can't afford $5,000 a year. There's no way. I can't afford $25 a week to go to therapy, so. It's up to you guys. You guys have the responsibility of telling us what you think about.
Do you have copies of the Conway and the Madison?
No, I just took it over the phone.
Can you get call Madison and get a copy of what Kelly has heard over the phone? Because I know that I've seen their rate and what their plans are. It actually forecasts out into the future. The town expects to pay for health. So if we can get that, we'll have something in writing that we can compare it to. I think the question comes down, I don't think we're ready to discuss or decide today, but whether we offer our full-time employees the family plan. That being said, that would be something to discuss for next year's budget, because if one employee takes it and the other does not, that's fine. We know what those costs are going to be. We have to plan budget-wise as if both employees will be on the family plan.
Well, not if we know who's going to be on it or not. They elect today.
Well, here's what happens.
Oh, you're saying if somebody...
Exactly. And then that new person that we hire comes in and wants to be on the family plan, you have to budget for that.
But if you don't spend it, then you have the money to put back in the...
Just
to tax it accordingly.
Yeah. So from a historical standpoint, what had happened in the past is we had two employees, DPW, and they both... And we didn't spend a dime. We budgeted for it.
Well, I think, my point of view would be, I understand how you feel. Healthcare is very expensive. It's not an optimal situation for anyone. Certainly for, I think, most people in the country would probably say that at this point.
Yeah.
It's not a great situation. I think from what I can tell, I haven't been on the phone that long. Tried to balance the needs of what you guys, a good plan with budget restraints in this district. We're not a town. We don't have tax base that these other towns do, and the ability to absorb all this. And, when I said at the annual meeting last year, the people who are taxpayers say, I don't have health care. So they can't afford their own, but then we're asking to buy our tax plans for the employees. I feel for you. I gotta tell you, I don't know that there's there's never gonna be an answer to this. So you have to make the decision for what's best for your family. We're trying to make decisions that are best for both the employees and the people in the town and the taxpayers. I think we should go back, look at what other people are offering to again, look at the budget. But currently, this is what's on the table for next year.
The other thing,
what's on the table.
This is right now what we are offering. Based on your feedback, you're sort of a thing. You're asking us to go back and relook.
I am.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
and I'm willing to do that.
Oh, yeah. What I also want to look at.
We also have deadlines. So we want to writing, mm-hmm. give you something to sign.
So when we got that first, this year's rates for the plan from Health Trust.
I have it. It has all
done. So what I want to do is maybe take a look at those other plans as opposed to keeping that same plan number.
Yeah, okay.
We're gonna go back and look, and we may have to call a special meeting to do something now and next week. Well, next week, what are we doing next week? Thanksgiving.
We have a meeting. Our meeting's on Wednesday.
All right.
It's posted for Wednesday. We can change it, but we've got a meeting posted for Wednesday.
So we're gonna have to do some hustling.
I'm just reading here that you've gotten. There's a timeline for benefit change notification by the 20th of November.
Yeah.
This is for the plan itself.
Right.
I guess not for our employees. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we had to notify him by December. Benefit
December
12th. Change notification.
That's
if the plan.
I didn't
know.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
The December 12th, they want the answer.
December 11th.
All right, so we're going
to call him and just clarify what he needs to know for on his point or different plans. I was looking at, which was a different piece. Member group transmittal, please sign and return by December 11th.
Yeah.
So ask him what the difference is between those two things we need to notify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that in mind, if we do decide to change the actual plan number to a different deductible or what have you, keep in mind, we have three employees on our health care.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yes.
Sorry.
A former administrator, Nancy Cole, is on COVID for the first 6 months of next year.
Okay.
So she needs to be notified of any changes. So, okay? All right.
Just remember, prices go up on everything.
Oh, yeah.
If gravel goes up, you still got to buy it.
Yeah.
It goes up, you still buy it. If you want to do what's right, you've got to buy it.
Right.
Think about what's right. I just asked you.
Yeah. I'm just going to see, do we have everybody else
yet?
Yes, okay. Chris, you're the only one back right now to talk about the project. So if you could just hang on for just a...
Do you have to call in between 9 and 30, or do you call in at
9 30? He said he may have a conflict. He's going to try. Okay.
I think Chris is the only guy that wasn't on the meeting the other day. Like, that's all this stuff.
Right.
I mean, I guess we can go over with him and he can follow up. With whoever.
Yeah. I'm just going to go back to Kelly. You have anything else on your cheat sheet? Okay. So,
I've got a question for Kelly.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know how well you can hear me. You might have to translate back to Kelly. So I was just looking at our budget, trying to forecast what we needed for the next 4 or 5 weeks here. I believe we just got a load of salt, so we should be okay with that through the end of December?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It looks like we're going to get a lot of ice this year.
Okay.
I wouldn't anticipate the whole taking anything from salt mine.
Okay. Would you put $2,000 in? We've got plenty of funding, so should we stock up between now and the end of the year?
There's nowhere to put it.
Okay. So how much more could we get between now and the end of the year?
We can't fit any more right now.
It won't
okay.
fit into the
sh- As soon as we have our first that free up room, and that's what the order is going.
Okay. So should I put another $2,000 as likely additional salt for this year, or $2,500 or $3,000?
I think the truckload is close to three.
Three.
Okay. All right. So I can change that.
So another truckload is definitely.
Okay. And then on sand, I just put in another $2,000 for sand as well.
That should be fine.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to have a realistic number so that we make sure we have all of our bases covered.
Yeah.
And then I put in for just any additional repairs or maintenance, another $4,000.
Yeah.
over the next, was it 5 weeks? For any truck issues, shop issues?
I think that's fair.
Okay. All right. And I do think, since one of the pet peeves has always been a lawnmower, that maybe we, you know, make a motion today to look around to see if we can find maybe a $250 or $300 lawnmower.
No, we don't need a lawnmower because we don't do the grass cutting. So I was taken out of that. That's the EPA.
Okay, so they want to. Okay, because I know there were some issues of trying to get somebody last year to even do that.
I think this year went pretty well. I think it was John Rochette.
So it's
that was.
Just at the beginning.
There are some things that we, tools and some equipment we want to get for the garage. I was going to wait a little bit more just to see where the budget was, but I think we're fine to do that. I mean, I'm not talking many thousands, but. An issue we always have is garage 2. No tools, no compressor, no. If we get a flat tire at garage 2, we got to take the tire off and take it to garage 1 to put air in it. So, like something like that, I've been doing that for a long time, and this year might be the year to do that.
Can you give us?
Okay. Yeah, ballpark?
Just go get them. I mean, that's what I was going to just go get them. I have the buying power to do that. And I know where my budget is. I don't know why it's on the budget at this point.
Okay. So we just want to kind of not be caught off guard and know what we've got coming through December, and then obviously any bills that come in January for things that we purchased in December. Is the compressor $2,500 or $1,500?
No, probably $1,000.
Okay.
That's what I get. But.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so right now we've spent through the middle of November $31,200. And I put in $35,000 by the end of the year, so that should cover something like that for sure.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
I have any bills?
Oh, I got to get them. I'm waiting for one more to come in.
Okay. Just so I use. Yep. Because I think they have to be filed before the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. You'll have.
One thing I do want to note to the administrators, last week when I was on vacation, we had a 911 call for a water leak in a home in Edelweiss. Fire department was asked to respond. I'm not sure what happened at the sheriff's department with receiving the call and directing it to the water operator. But after the fire department was notified, also the DPW was notified next, which prompted Kelly to, and he was there just as soon as I was. So I want it to be noted because it will, we'll see time for him.
Yeah, that's what he
you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Well, what happened is the first time I called being the water, they called the water operator, kind of looked through their papers and finally found water operator, and I didn't tell them.
I tried and left messages. Ian, he was either out of service or not available. I thought it was interesting because he showed up and located the curb stop valve in case we had to turn it off, but we did not have a key in which to do so.
None
of us are except Ian, right?
Well, maybe that's something that. This could happen
anytime. So I just wanted to bring it up because I was hoping to bring it up while Ian was on the call, but I'm not going to be able to call in today. But to Paula's point, do we want to switch over to Chris as opposed to having him hang on the line? And so, Chris, without the others, Brad and Ian here, I just want to bring you up to speed. So last week, the Board of Commissioners in the Board of Commissioners voted and decided to go in what is called winter suspension. Two weeks ago, winter suspension based on information that we received that the would not be entirely completed, so it could be made operational. They only have one pump available to them as opposed to the second redundant pump. The generator is not yet available, and the service line connections have not been made or won't be made based on the fact that they don't believe that putting just this one single pump in the pump house is a good idea. We've been told that the around the tank was installed. We were told that the pressure-reducing valve kit, the floor, was covered, which is also sitting, by the way, in the driveway entrance, which is a granted driveway, even though there's no house in the lot. And we were told, well, the holes in the door were an item that were to be closed up last night at 4 p.m. They still were not. So the information that was given to us, which prompted our decision, unfortunately was misinformation. And so we were asking that Brad and Jake call today. And so basically that's where we are. We're still thinking that there might be not a possibility, but that is why the information that was provided to us weeks ago was in error, prompted our decision, and we're sort of disappointed, to be honest with you, that we will not go live with it. Now, the question that I brought up, I informed CES, and we mentioned to Rick that we would be draining the tank. You don't want to leave 120,000 pounds in the cold and freeze through the winter. So Rick Skoranker spoke back to the concern that the floor of that tank might be jeopardized due to frost underneath. And Rick Skoranker reached out to the engineer at DN Tanks and got confirmation that we have a custom design for our tank and that the floor specifically designed for this environment here in northern New England, and that the floor is designed to stand. So the suggestion by the engineer was to leave a feet of water in the tank, or we could leave it full. And so that's where we stand now, and that's just to bring you up to speed. So I was hoping to have Jake, Ian, and Brad on the call to get some answers to the information that we received 2 weeks ago. And I know it doesn't help you because you weren't.
Well,
Jones and B.
So they got to hold these guys accountable. We need follow up. Why we were given.
Yep. Well,
we need to find this stuff. It's not acceptable. Like, you guys just didn't tell us one thing.
So. We know you don't work at Jones and Beach anymore. We just wanted to bring you up to speed.
Yep. No, I apologize for, you know, leaving and the miscommunication. I will try to come up next Wednesday. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it up this morning. I was on another site at 7 o'clock down here, but I'll come up 9 o'clock on Wednesday and I'll work this weekend and try to get more information and meet with you guys next Wednesday to try to get us into a better winter mode and better communication. Again, I like the district and you guys, and I want to try to keep working with you. And you know, really, this project is kind of under Jones and Beach as far as the engineers on record to finish that up. But again, I want to keep working with you guys. We have to look at, you know, we need to sit down and discuss what projects we want to tackle next year, or, you know, we definitely need to work, you know, I want to work with you on getting the water system modeling updated. We really needed to have the new pressure system go up to speed to kind of do that, but we can at least start addressing some of the other areas, the other pressure zones, and get those actually modeled. So next summer, when the spring, when the project, this project's complete, we can have a good model for the, you know, the whole district. But is it, and then, you know, sit down maybe next Wednesday and kind of brainstorm on what we want to tackle for construction projects, or do we want to wait a couple of years? I know we have to get the floor poured on the other wellhouse building. I don't know if that was going to get completed. That was kind of a checklist from Rick Skarenka to get done. So, but yeah, no, I'm starting the new business and kind of getting my feet wet and kind of having growing pains, but trying to getting my act together now and kind of reaching out to you guys and some of the other water systems I'm working on to start moving forward. So, but I'm here for you.
I'm interested in talking about next project. So we'll go up and we can talk to your friend to help what they gave us and date on this stuff is done. I mean, this is really, I know you're not on, you carry everything through. There's subcontracting with what you pulled up. Not happy. You got to chat with Jones and ask them at the end of the call specifically with his recommendations, and he said absolutely. So if I were you, get the point with Jay Jones today. This moving.
Yeah, one of the other things we talked about, Chris, was the hookup to the house that's being constructed up by the tank. And do you have any recollection as to what pipe, what size pipe went in? Obviously, I believe I can tell inside the basement of the home is a 1-inch CTS. But do you know what size to the water main, which goes underneath our Class 6 road for that home?
It should be a 2-inch that reduces down to the 1-inch corporation at the property line. So the intent for the Ryanek loop, and we left a T where the other, where the Class 6 road popped out, we left a gate valve and a 2-inch T there. So eventually that 2-inch loop would wrap all the way around in that circle. So, yeah, so we have a 2-inch main line that comes off the 4-inch line, and that's right outside the building. You'll see there's a gate valve right outside the building, and that's the 4-inch by 2-inch T. And then, again, it goes out to the one new house and then switches to the 1-inch. And we should be able to get all those ties from Jake and start putting together kind of an as-built. That would be good to get that done, because all the underground piping is done. So there's money in the budget for Jones and Beach to do the record drawings and time for the guy to come up and shoot all that. So that should be good. Now that all the paving's done and the gate valves that are in the pavement have been raised up and the other ones, we should get that all mapped, you know, before snow and winter and get that done while it's kind of fresh in our brain, so to speak.
Who just signed in the meeting?
Yeah, this is Brad Jones, Jones of Beach Engineering.
Hi, Brad. Brad, we were just filling Chris in on some of the information that was provided to us a couple weeks ago, where the Board of Commissioners made the decision to go into winter suspension. And Chris was just describing the water main and service line that was installed to that new property up the top of the hill.
Okay.
Chris, I know you spoke to me about this, and I believe we talked about it on our walkthrough, that there is a 2-inch water main running to the curb stop valve with another 2-inch stub at the other end of the loop road. We were told 2 weeks ago that it was installed a 1-inch water main connecting to the curb stop valve and then another 1-inch service line went to the house. And we were told that was at your direction.
By my direction?
No, not you, Brad. Chris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I don't believe, to be honest with you, that Chris knew about the installation of that. When I brought it to his attention, Chris was unaware that a water and service line were even installed.
Sure.
So I think getting at, Brad, the principle here is that information that was provided to us 2 weeks ago by, in particular, Big Dawson, things that we were told were completed or finished. In fact, they weren't. So, for example, one of the things, when you were still working with us, we had a certificate of completion for Section 5 of the contract, which is service line connections. That was $38,000. In fact, our service lines obviously are not connected. So how do we deal with that? If it's something we were told was completed because it was going to be done in the next week, now we're told we have another half a year.
Yeah, and I think at that point, the pace of the job, it was something that was anticipated, I assume. And of course, it didn't get done. What was the, Chris, are you there? What was the value of that?
I'd have to look at the paperwork. I was driving, I just pulled over. Yeah, well, that's why we start doing a punch list, and then we'll increase the retainage amount. On any other, that's why we save all that money back. So there's money being held, and then it's a matter of finding out the additional amount and hold the additional amount back.
Yeah, I know the value of the contract is $38,000.
Sure.
So yeah. Again, I think the most point for you and on. We're actually very disappointed. Person having to make the decision going forward, but only to find out later on that we based our decision on was misinformation. And
Jay, can I clarify something, please?
Yep.
Jay, I think that the two things that we considered was the lack of the transfer switch for the generator and the lack of the second pump for redundancy. The fact that there were holes in the building and that PRV pit wasn't covered, those things were very incidental. It was really those two things that drove the decision to not run that system without a redundant pump. So I think all the other small things, those are things Jake could have done in a day. He didn't do them, and he said he was going to do them. So, yes, that's an issue. But I think it's separate from what drove the decision to shut down the project for the winter.
Yeah, I'm not going to shut down a project because there's no gate around the tank. But
right.
I guess
so keep those things separate from our decision to go into winter shutdown.
Right. So the things that we were told with regards to the parts that they're waiting on is that they're waiting on these. Now, if you recall, one of the parts mentioned about ago was a 6-inch low-pressure backflow valve. And Brad got involved at that point because that was supposedly a hang-up item. And he went online and he said it's coming in 14 days. So I saw no problem with ordering the question is, dealing on the misinformation received on other issues, is the fact that these parts, are they really missing? Again, trust but verify. And I'm wondering if the due diligence was done. So the question that was asked to me by Rick, when this contract was acquired, you knew what parts you needed to have. Why wasn't the pump ordered on day one? Why wasn't the 6-inch flow device ordered on day one?
Yeah, I agree with you on that point. I agree with you on that point.
Yeah.
Right. So my thought, too, coming out of the meeting was that even if the single pump that we have now were to fail, yes, water would continue to flow back through those pipes, those homes. And everybody knows those homes right now are operating on their own internal pressure booster pumps. They would not be in the pressure in their houses. So we probably could have gone with a single pump. To be honest with you, it wasn't until just a few years ago that we put the second pumps in most all the pump stations. Most of our pump stations ran off of a single pump. And when we go down...
But Jay, you were the one that said we really don't want to run without a redundant pump.
No, that was Ian. And, you know,
What about the two pumps that are in the old pump house up at Reinhardt? Could they be temporarily used?
No, this
no,
is,
those are totally different.
Yeah,
okay.
Totally. Yeah, this
yes,
is a yes. Straight pressure.
The other thing we were told by everyone is you go ahead and drain the tank. If Jay had not talked to Franklin, who then followed up with Ian Hank, he could drain the tank, and that could have been a big problem.
Yeah.
But when you see people speak authority and answer questions that give us the wrong answers, you know, it could really lead us down a bad path. Folks need to be accountable for what they say, for the advice they're giving. And if you know the answer, it's okay to say, I don't know, we'll find out and get back to you. But they sat here with a lot of authority, and really, you guys all said, oh, yeah, this is now, this is the best thing. We're going to do all this follow-up. None of the follow-up has been done.
Mm-hmm.
The answers we were given, the answers are wrong, some of them. And luckily, you know, Jay followed up with and Hank, but, you know, and then Jake wouldn't show up here today. Any questions?
No.
I mean, this has got to be resolved. We're getting... The weather is got to figure out really do the shutdown. Are we going to
Because the concern is, if you were asking about projects next year, we're going to go before our voters at the annual meeting this year and tell them that the tank is not going live this winter. That's the guy. And to get an ask for more money for more projects would be probably irresponsible for part of the Board of Commissioners. So what I'm asking, since we have Brad and Chris on the line, is there anything we can do safely with actual information so that we could possibly bring these tanks online this winter and get those 19 service connections completed before the ground is up?
Well, the thought was with one pump, you're not getting a complete project.
That's
so
correct.
I mean, and we checked with Ari Prescott, and it, you know, I double checked with them that it wasn't just the contractor telling me just for the shits and giggles they couldn't get the other pump. The actual manufacturer couldn't get it. It's kind of like having the whole job done. There's no gun to the back of our head. There's no administrative order. I would rather have a job 100% complete and do it right than have half a pump. Because again, once we convert all the 19 services over, we're relying on that one pump. And again, with any type of startup and 1 year warranty, who knows the one pump that we have is going to go bad. Things go bad just because of manufacturing. So there was that risk, and then there was the generator cabinet. Again, everyone's got to come back to this is COVID-19 reality. At one point, DN Tank was going to refuse to even do the project because of COVID-19 with the force majeure contract aspects. And, I mean, we were able to get at least this much done in a society where, you know, the state of New York for the longest time wasn't even open to have products built. I mean, COVID-19 is coming back. We're still in it. It's not over yet, and who knows what next year is going to bring. But I think, you know, you've got a good project that's a winter shutdown. I think that's one reason why we did the 400-day contract is for that reason of not knowing how things would go with the project over the summer and fall. And if we had a shut it down. It didn't jeopardize the $295,000 grant. Everything was fine from that aspect. So, but yeah, no, I understand with the voters as far as, you know, having a project complete and asking for more. But I mean, you do have a tank that's 100% done. When I was working with DN Tanks, I mean, I'll double check when I get back, because they told me that the tank was designed where if you had to drain it in the wintertime for some reason, it wouldn't be an issue. So I'll double check with Corey and their engineers, Jay, that, you know, they said they want to leave water in it, because the whole reason why we had the extra gravel underneath and the extra concrete, the extra ledge hammering we had to do is to have that frost prevention, because they wanted that tank to be able to sit empty in the winter. So if they're telling you something different, that's not what they told me during the original design process. I'll follow up on that.
Forward email that came from Corey at DN Tanks with regards to design will withstand our winter, empty or full. I'll send that to you.
Yeah, because again, that was what they were worried. That's why we had the extra frost. Because those tanks, it's all frost dependent. So some of those tanks are on grade with no frost prevention at all. They wanted that additional fill around the tank. So if you did, for some reason, had to drain the tank in the winter, the concrete wouldn't crack. So now I'm getting a different story from the original structural engineers when they designed it. So.
Yeah, the other concern, you brought it up, was the warranty. So the warranty right now for the tank is now in play, and the clock ticks. That's a one-year warranty, is that correct?
Yep. For DN Tanks, yep.
So we have now a completion date. We have until October of 2021. So basically, we could run out of our warranty before bringing that tank online. So that's a value that we're really wasting.
Yeah.
And concerning.
Well, again, it's a black box tank. So if, again, the warranty is a one-year warranty, but whether the tank is full or empty, it's still an end product. It's still a brand-new car sitting in your front yard. So if something were to happen to the tank, full, empty, or whatever, we would see that over the 12 months. It's waiting those 12 months of watching the tank and making sure. It's really the shotcrete. If any issues happen with the shotcrete falling off or any cracks of the tank, that whether or not you're using it or not, it's still getting that 1 year of warranty.
Okay. And I'll ask this question for Brad. Could you reach out to Corey when you receive this email from Corey that I'll forward to you? Have the option.
Sure.
Forward, and ask them, because the regarding leaving the tank your full was to at least leave 2 feet of water in the tank or leaving it completely full. And I guess my question is, what is the preference? Because if it's two
okay.
feet, I would foresee that amount of water would freeze completely across the tank. If it's a full tank, you'll at least have some liquid in the middle. I don't think it will ever freeze solid.
So those are the two options they gave you in the email, is a full tank or 2 feet of water level. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're just looking for what is the. I'll put that email to you. And,
okay.
What their preference is as our engineer, that would be great.
Perfect. Yep. I'll follow up on that.
Okay. Our office administrator's question. Chris, do we have your new email address?
Yep. Yeah, I just sent you an email this morning to Donna and to you. So Donna now should have my new email contact information.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris.
And while we have
Brad
on the call, Donna had a question earlier about...
I don't know if it's going to help with us not getting paid.
From DPS.
Yeah. I mean, file these... in October,
third one was fourth one overall, so and usually it's a quick turnaround. I haven't gotten any notifications, which I normally do. Is there somebody that I can reach out to? Or
disbursement 3-4.
Yeah. It's almost $1,000 that we're looking
for. Yeah, it's kind of a real bad connection, but Chris, did you get that?
Well, yeah, I sent those to you before I left Jones and Beach for you guys to sign and send out. And then I think Brad resent it the other day. I don't know if those got signed and sent to DES.
Yeah, I can follow up on that on our end. I thought that had been done by Paige, but...
an email to Brock.
Yeah, because we're actually... we need to make a payment to one of our contractors.
Okay.
And it's all money from the disbursement that will pay for that.
Okay, I'll follow up on that, and I'll get back to you today on that.
Okay, thank you.
I'm just going to refer over to Kelly Robitel, our DPW supervisor. Kelly has a question.
I have a question for each of you. I'll start with Brad. Brad, Chris Dawson completed the cleanup. Is that up to you to kick him in the butt to get him to go do that? Pipe laying around. He's got motion control stuff. Just put cleanup.
Part of the checklist.
All around the existing old pipes and stuff laying around, it's got to freeze into the ground. And I don't think it's up to me to tell them.
Yeah, no, I really hard to understand. I'm only getting like every other word, but I believe there's some punch list items that need to be addressed before winter. Is that what it is?
Yeah, so Austin needs to
clean
the areas.
Okay. Yeah, I have not been back up for a inspection of the punch list items. The last time we were up there was with Chris that day in October, and so we haven't been back. And from what I understood, he was still kind of working and finishing up the punch list items. So we can do that inspection and get a punch list of items that need to be addressed, especially like you say before the winter.
We did that punch list. When Chris was still there, they were on the punch list. They just haven't completed. So we got a re-punch list?
We need to inspect what they've done, what they haven't done, and make sure it's done to satisfaction. And if we're going to do that this year, we'd have to do it before snow. So we would want to probably do that here pretty quick.
Yep. Again, if you're meeting next Wednesday, I'm going to come up on my own time and meet with you guys, and I'll walk the site and try to coordinate with Jake and get that done. We want to get things wrapped up while there's no frost in the ground.
Yep.
And again, it's at my own cost.
I was hoping not to be here next Wednesday. So I can do
I think Kelly is pretty self-explanatory what needs to get picked up. I don't think it's saying.
Yeah, you look at it.
Yep.
My second half for you, because you were the original engineer, you have to drain this tank. That's the overflow. Where does that come from and where does it go?
It's the fire hydrant is what we would use to drain it. That comes from the floor of the tank.
I would go down the across the road with a hose. There's no culvert there.
No, we would put some hose out and have it drain down the ditch line that's past the door of the well house. There's like a ditch that goes down into the woods. We wouldn't cross the street with the water.
You probably find a good spot. I don't think that's a good way to go. Using a hose, you can cross better than letting it come out the overflow.
No, the overflow doesn't work that way.
Okay. All right, just looking at that overflow, it did come out there, and it's really got no
overflow. The The overflow is what we would call an oh shit type scenario. The overflow is a visual thing where if the pumps got stuck on and the solenoid switches didn't shut the pump off, if you see water coming out of that overflow, that's an oh shit moment.
Okay.
That's not a good thing. The overflow is that emergency brake type of thing.
You got if that happens, you probably will. Otherwise, nowhere to go but downhill.
So it'll fill that depression by the old pump house, but it'll eventually fill that the road.
Yeah. So part of the design is when the building, when we're all said and done, that the old well house, the block part of it gets removed, that hole gets filled in, and if you go to the left of that old building, there's a little swale that goes into the woods on that side. And that's where the overflow would go. And that way, too, Jay, if you wanted to park a fire truck up there and flush some water off the hydrant, you can flow it down. Again, that whole depression would be filled in, and there'll be a little swale running into the woods by the back behind the old tank.
Yep.
That depression typically fills in the wintertime. So I don't know. I just filled that depression a few times pumping out the oil pump. It didn't take much. Just a thought. You know, you got a lot of erosion. Like we always say in here, water goes downhill. All right, as long as you got it, I trust you.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, no, I'll be up there Wednesday.
Go ahead. Paula has a comment.
My final comment is that I feel like we had this meeting 2 weeks ago. We had a really good discussion. We were given a lot of information. Jake was here. He said he was going to go up and finish a bunch of this stuff. Okay, we said, okay, we voted for Shutdown. They walked outside. They all high-fived. Took the afternoon off. That's what it feels like. The fact that we're talking 2 weeks later about cleanup, talked about draining the tank at that point, maybe it's good it wasn't done because it sounds like maybe we're not supposed to do it anyway. All the little things he said he was going to do have not been done. So, you know, I'm concerned about waiting to show up next week on Wednesday to look at it to see what hasn't been done. Nothing's been done. So, it sounds to me, I mean, I'm blaming. So, you know, we need follow-up today, and I'd like to know by next Wednesday everything's done.
Yep. I hope if I come up next Wednesday, it'll be to see that it is done.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to follow up on my own time, no cost. And, I don't want to leave. You know, this is a good project, and we want to do a good job for the residents this is important.
So we'll reach out to Jake today and then, find out what the status and schedule and make sure that when we do go up there Wednesday that everything's all set. So.
Yeah. One last thing.
Again, it wasn't. Yep.
One thing Anna just brought up, which I'd like to start the discussion while we've got both Brad and Chris on the line, is contract number 6, which was for $4,000. For the manual and $5,000 for engineering services, which at the time was and we were billed, I believe, in excess of the $5,000 by almost $2,000. Yeah, and I know, Brad, you had responded by email representing 14.75 hours that Chris had spent, which accounted for the additional cost, but going back to the discussion on that contract, and I know it's on audio recording at least, not video, but audio, but I know that we signed that contract for up to $5,000 in engineering services, but now we're charged more than that. And I'm just curious, when we should have been notified if it's going to go over five, and certainly the discussion in agreement the contract was that it would be no more than five.
Right. And that contract was signed after the original project because we knew that we were asking for additional oversight on the project by Jones and Beach. And that was designed to cover that additional work. So we, you know, recognized the fact that we were asking them to come here more often than they originally planned.
So we're, I guess we're asking if we can
yep.
still retain the amount of $5,000 as was originally agreed upon.
I know that, and I know, Chris, you kind of dealt with that contract, but it was an hourly, based on an hourly rate, you know, and it did have an amount of $5,000. So I kind of went back through and backtracked what time you spent. It looked like construction inspection, and you also had some review of shop drawings and that type of thing. So, and that was, I mean, was that just a based on the amount of effort it took to go up on the job and do provide extra inspections?
Yeah, I mean, that was my estimate. I guess we have to look back at, you know, sit down with you, Brad, and look at the numbers and, you know,
sure.
the overages, and if we should have notified, you know, we should have notified VDOE of the extra, you know, the overage and sat back and discussed it with the commission. So, yeah, we'll have to look at all the numbers spent. Again, everything is by the hour. We try to give hourly estimates. You know, this isn't like a big money-making project for Jones and Beach. We try to be fair as far as billing. Again, I always, you know, only charge one-way travel as we discussed originally. And again, I think our pricing has been reasonable. I think maybe just the accounting wasn't the best. So.
Yeah, because we were sort of caught off guard by this. The total amount overage is $1,832.50. And if you could waive that and bring us back to the original agreement of $5,000, we would very much appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll look at that, and I don't know if some time was charged on the wrong contract, Chris, or not, but we can take a look at that. So.
Yep.
Okay, we'd appreciate that. All right, I'm going to scan the room to see if anybody else has any other questions, or Chris or Brad, do you have any questions for us?
Nope,
I do not. We have our marching orders. Yep.
Okay, great. And, Chris, we'll be in touch with you with regards to Wednesday if we're going to have that meeting and then if we want to do a site meeting as well.
Okay. Yeah, let me know. Again, I'm here for you guys at my own cost.
Great. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Say it again.
I said we appreciate that from Chris. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Brad and Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yep.
Okay.
Right. Bye now.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. I'm going to jump down to administrative reports from Lynn and Donna.
Do we need these?
Yeah, I'm just looking down to
that was a realtor inquiry.
Oh.
Let me just, if I just inform Kelly and Jeff, ZBA hearing last night, so 29 Oak Ridge Road. Setback from the center line. That was approved by the ZBA, so it's going to stay where it is. Okay.
Mm. Wait, so they are going to be able to?
They gave them the variance. It's actually even a worse setback, which is on the sideline. It's only 13 feet, close to 25 from their neighbor downhill. There's a house there. And I didn't even realize that, but just wanted to let you guys know. I brought your concerns up at the hearing yesterday. Okay, so we'll jump to the administrative report. Lynn and...
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Donna?
Yeah. All right. First of all, Andrew Hartfeld is letting us know that there's going to be an increase in the amount of call plan of 2,500 minutes, 2,500 minutes on call center, and there won't be any extra. but we did need a larger outbound.
Did we need to put on that, or do we just?
I think you people have to agree to it.
So is there a cost to the more?
No, it's the $3 that we normally pay, but it gives us that many minutes.
So, did we get an email from call center?
We don't get the emails.
So, why the email is going to Andrew about our plan?
I know. Call center.
About that, and ask if we can address it, or at least maybe for some reason we set it up.
He may be perceived by call center as the administrator of our call center. Mm-hmm. It needs to be.
And I don't know if it's text it.
He probably counts that up with his email, so just ask him to change that or add the office.
Yes.
I would make a motion that we adopt.
I'll second the motion. Any further discussion on expanding the plan to 2,500 minutes? Is that what it is? 2,500 minutes. For the call centric, any further discussion, Kathy?
Nope. I think that makes sense.
All in favor going to the 500 minute plan, say aye.
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 Yeah.
Aye. All right. December meeting dates.
Changed the dates for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Donna has down here, we have the 10th and the 17th.
Thursday. I didn't know if there's any. It's the office is closed for half day on Wednesday and New Year's. If we're changing, if we're doing meetings, just what schedules we need to post December's meetings.
Yeah, so we have the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th. And Christmas Eve is the 24th, so I'll be going down chimneys that night, so I won't be available. And
that week?
I was going to say yes. So we'll
the other option would just be to meet, like you said, like on the 29th. Like combine those 2 weeks into one meeting. Because you probably don't want to meet on the 31st either.
Yeah.
So we met like instead on 28th or 29th, just did one meeting for those 2 weeks.
Yep.
Would that work? Meeting.
We can meet on the 29th. And if we feel we have unfinished business, we can then meet on Thursday. We have a day to post. Between the 29th and the 31st.
That way we have all Christmas off.
Yeah.
Me early the following week. Is that okay, Kathy? I don't know what your plans are.
Okay. Well, we're going to do the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, skip that week, and then do a meeting on the 28th or the 29th.
Either one is fine for me.
Either one's fine.
You have a preference?
Probably the 20th. Well, the 28th is hard because anything that happened on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, which will be minimal, we wouldn't know it until after the meeting. So let's do the 29th.
I think on the 17th, if we find like there's some reason we need to meet Christmas week, we can always schedule a meeting.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can. Yeah, that's true. Yep.
But
we'll do the 29th. We'll do the 29th because then that'll give the office the 28th. To consolidate anything that happened since the 17th.
Yeah,
so we can schedule for that final week, the 29th and 31st, which is the regular Thursday. If we need it. So we can cancel the meeting.
Why would we do the 31st?
Well, because if we have any unfinished business on the 29th.
My point was not meeting, except one meeting.
And being that would be the last day of the year, and maybe some signature items or something that we need to get done on the.
Either on the 29th or the 31st, we'll have to look at all the warrant articles, find out how much was spent against them, and if we choose to encumber the funds for the following year. So that's a big thing that's got to get done at that last week of the year.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
You get those.
I mean, if the warrant article is completed, we can do it any time, but anything outstanding has to be decided on before the end of the year.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
I'm just letting you know that CRA is all completed from our end.
Yep.
We just talked to Linda this morning. I just went for one more thing. We set probably by today.
So, probably premature, but they have a rate for otherwise of $4.98.
Or something, and they told me today.
What was the last year?
$4.64.
That's great.
Yeah. Well,
but that, yeah, but is that based on the new property valuation?
So your assessment went up, so even if your tax rate would go down. We are seeing the tax rate going up as an impact of the assessment, also of the voters to take $50,000 out of last year's budget, and also to restrict other warrant articles that would have been added to the budget. That's the tax rate anticipated right now. It's not final. $4.98. And the spent budget amount of $105,488 estimated to go back to the unassigned balance back to the taxpayers. Not use that amount to lower the tax rate. I think we did very well this year's budget. We should do
well. We get there.
Yeah. But it all becomes final. Hopefully, we won't
well,
have any.
They do a lot of people. Hopefully, that will help.
Okay. What are we doing?
The water bill. I do the 30th of November.
Is it this year?
No, the main last.
Okay. No, have we heard from any money?
We had two signatures. If nothing came back, and we have be found.
They received.
They received, but certified. And two that they can't find. No, we had just sent out four.
Four.
Yeah. Letter. Yep.
Yeah.
And then the others, you know,
the ones that we. What's
yeah.
our recourse
then?
Yeah.
Kathy?
Yep. The recourse of the address on.
Okay, I'm just saying, I have the connection, as I think Brad Jones mentioned, is very choppy. So I'm kind of catching every other word here. So is there something you wanted me to address?
Yeah, how do we find the actual address of the return lien letters? Lien letters. How do we acquire those two addresses? Two of them were returned unfound.
Well, do either of them still own the property in the district?
So they
were.
Yeah.
They both.
Yeah.
Tax bills are paid. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
One of them. I look. Mortgage company paid.
Oh.
Their bill to the homeowner. The other one I address.
Ask Linda, did you ask her if we could do this way to understand?
I can ask.
Situation and if,
okay.
Do they have any updated anything? Like,
no, they give
how
do they.
They how would they go about it? Okay. I'm sure
well, Donna, you know what? Yeah. So, Donna. I'll call you after the meeting because I'm having a real hard time, you know, hearing.
Okay.
I'm getting the gist of the conversation, but not all the details. So I'll call you after the meeting, okay?
Okay.
And we'll figure out maybe the next step.
All right.
All right. So we've got some special help.
Just a moment. On one of the bills that we just sent out, got a letter. I got a payment. For the $400, the fee. I that was one that I decided on because nothing
It was the one that said he sent it, never got it.
Yeah, but the stations that they paid.
Is that a person, or is he a new person, or is he somebody you normally pays?
Yeah, he's someone who well, I believe it was late last year, but I'm not sure on that. Yeah, this individual was informed by myself at the mailbox that he was on a list of late.
What was that?
That was probably back in the late spring, early July. So those, I believe, were already over past due because we gave that extension. He said that, yes, he confirmed because the record filed his checking. Yeah. So even at that time, he was aware of, until we sent him another letter, remember that he still has it. Everyone could claim the same. My belief is that we should just ask for the payment of the late fee.
Is this for the Oak Ridge resident?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know him. I mean, he was late last year, then I think that started some late.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
then there's a pattern.
Have to make a motion on that.
Okay. Want to do. I didn't send them out yet, Captain.
Okay.
Read them, and then I guess because
it's very difficult. If you could forward them, Jay, because if you could hear me clearly without it breaking up, it must be that phone. Because Brad had this. I could hear Brad, but I can't hear those of you in the office, those of you in the meeting room.
Okay, we can hear you very clearly.
Okay, good. And I can hear you better than I could hear Paula or Kelly or Donna.
Okay, because I'm right by the phone, probably.
Yeah, but it's still breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So if you could send us those minutes, and then we can approve them next week.
Okay. So we're going to talk about the minutes of 11:12. And did anybody have any changes to 11:05 and 11:12?
I did not.
I did not, so I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of November the 5th, November 2020, as presented. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Do I have a vote of yes? Kathy?
Yes. Yes.
Paula?
Yes.
And Jay, yes. Okay, and I'll send out the ones of tabled items, we can have changes. I'm still working on some of those. Accounts payable.
payroll amount of $6,474.75.
Say again, one more time.
$6,404.75.
Somebody need your phone
number? I think there was
no.
My phone. So I'm going to read off the hours.
Yeah. Once we get into overtime,
there is.
Oh yeah.
Maybe when it's significant, I don't get it. I think once we get into storms,
it's just Kelly for the water.
I think
and
you already.
Manifest.
Operating budget manifest $15,490.01.
So Kathy.
Yes.
Of three of this week's manifest of $18,490.37. Does that come out of the amount of $105,088 that was reported to the DRA?
Say that again.
So this amount for this week, $8,490, does that come out of the amount of $105,480 that was reported to the DRA as unspent as of time, or was that an estimated taking into?
Well, I'm missing that whole context of your question. So is the $18,490 that we're paying today come out of what now?
So there was an amount and shows on the DRA portal the unspent
yeah.
of $105,480 or thereabouts.
Okay.
$18,000 reduced that amount, or was this already factored?
I don't know where the $108,000 on the DRA portal came from. I'm not sure where that number originated.
Yeah, so what they do is they look at our budget that was approved by the voters and all the
okay.
articles, as well as all the expenditures to date, as well as future expenditures or estimated expenditures, as well as estimated revenue. And they report to us what they believe we will have left at the end of the year.
From yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So probably.
Yeah.
Right, not in there.
Right.
Well, if it's not right, if right. If you, okay. The DRA doesn't have access to our 2020 spending yet, do they?
Oh.
No. So that's why I'm thinking that number that shows now 105.
They didn't ask for that number.
No,
and
that's what they come.
Where'd they get it?
Because we show them was appropriate for budget. $600,000.
Okay. We have not overspent what we were appropriated.
Right.
Where did they get the spending?
I know. I don't understand that question, Jay.
Yeah.
They didn't ask for it.
It's a regular. This is a regular manifest for regular operating expenses.
Right.
I don't think they would put it with the budget. What if you haven't paid any of your bills?
It doesn't make
any sense.
It
just happens through the random day they
had.
That wouldn't affect the tax
yeah.
rate.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, the tax rate is based on what was appropriated, not necessarily what we spent.
Right. So they had it. They came up with a $100,048, and what does that represent? It represents the amount of money that we were approved to spend this year, but we didn't.
But we don't know what we were not.
How do they know that? How do they know what we spent this year?
That's what I'm trying to. The report shows them where we are. I don't know that.
So you have to let them know where we are year to date.
Yeah.
This is a cash flow.
Well, the spreadsheet that I sent you yesterday, okay, does not include the manifest from today, if that's what you're asking me.
You need to sign a check.
All right.
Right. So the three checks that the $18,490 is not reflected in the spreadsheet that I sent out yesterday afternoon. Is that, if that's what
right.
you're asking me.
Yeah. I'm going to make a motion to approve the payroll $18,475. Do I have any discussion?
No.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And I'll make a motion to approve the manifest. I'm not sure we have. Okay, this is the one from the budget. Good.
Okay.
Manifest of $18,420.37. Do I have a second?
Second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Yes. Yeah.
Aye. The water budget one, I got the check. We need to transfer money to the water project. So we haven't received disbursement yet. It's for Brian Paving, $7.40.
I thought we just.
That's for the added.
Yes, so one side of that $14,000 of this year's paving. The other side comes out of the warrant article, which will be reimbursed 24%.
Well, I'm not paying those people that haven't done the work because they're going to do it anymore.
Right.
So, okay.
So
do we sign this?
Well, so we have to have to transfer money from the budget.
No. What are the terms of payment on
yeah,
the
budget?
Days?
Because they pay upon
receipt, right?
Two, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
on receipt. Yeah.
So, I will make a motion. So, Dinah.
Yes?
So, Dinah, we need to do some from the budget to the water budget.
Not the water budget, to the water tank project. It's not the water budget.
Right.
So you need to take money out of the operating account, put it in the project account.
Yes.
And you write
check.
Right.
Can we paid what, $10,000, Donna? Or 15?
We're going to see how much imbalance.
Okay. If we pay the check, we're down $13,000. So.
So if
probably
we,
need
15 or 20.
No, this is.
But that's just for this. We may have bills that. Don't.
No, well, hopefully this is perfect, and then we'd have another 30 to pay those other bills.
Yeah. But if the disbursement doesn't come in right away, we'll be having a couple $1,000 or anything associated.
Well, the other.
Yeah, I'm just trying to hedge our. In case we get another bill for $5,000 that is payable, we will only have about $2,000 to pay any bills after we transfer 15.
Can somebody checking to see where this is?
Brad. I'll follow Brad. But
so Brad does paperwork with the DPS, however long they take.
Pretty quick. It's been, yeah, that's why I'm, so we might get the money today. We don't, yeah. When, why? No, this is very good. He was on top of, yes, I don't know. It didn't sound like Brad had even submitted it yet.
When do we get this invoice that was
yesterday, but I guess it didn't.
It went to Kelly, not to me. She just sent it to me yesterday, you know, if we have the invoice.
were going over to gymnastics. Most vendors, you don't have to pay within a day. You pay them within 17 days or something.
Day early. So in that meantime,
and Jay, I think that Bryant went over and above with accommodating our schedule, and if they called kind of looking for their payment, I certainly would feel that it would be worthwhile to get them their check as soon as possible.
Fair enough.
They really did, I think, bend over backwards to accommodate us.
Yeah, the one thing that Kelly did not. The backside of Aspen, which is out of the operating budget, I'll say, that was supposed to be what is called CHIM, and
CHIM.
Brian said could not hold up well and might not be viewed in a couple of years as a job that was done, so they actually pinch overlay at their cost down on.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you that. Shouldn't we be getting another bill for like $14,000 that's going to come out of the operating budget for asphalt?
That's what we just approved.
Yeah. Already approved and signed.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll make a motion that we transfer $15,000 into the water project from the operating budget.
Okay, I'll second that.
Okay. That'll leave us around $2,000. Do it again,
yeah.
I'll vote yes. Okay.
Yes.
And so, Dinah, how quickly can that place?
$15,000? As soon as you write a check. Check.
Dinah, can you go on? Because most of those banks, if it's within the same bank, you can transfer money from one account to another, and it happens overnight.
I know, but I'm sure you guys authorize transfer, not me.
Right, we're authorizing you to do it. So you can, if you have a the Bank of New Hampshire username and password, and you have access to our accounts online. You can just transfer money from one of our accounts to another account within the same bank without physically having to do anything.
But I don't have transfers set up because I'm not authorized to transfer. If you would, like, write a memo saying what you want to do and sign it, I can take that to the bank and you can do it automatically.
Okay. So we'll get that memo. Written today, and open is the original.
Take it up tomorrow and have it done today.
Yeah,
okay.
Caller and I out of session.
I'll second that.
Yes, that's a motion. All right.
So will that leave us enough in the project account to pay Bryant?
We'll have $2,000 left in the project account.
Like 33 there now, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All right, all in favor say aye.
I sign the check. How's that?
Okay.
Yes.
I have another issue about transfers. Should I talk to you now?
Yes, please.
The manifest from last week, there was a check for $9,936 from John Electric. I believe that was for the Shakura pump house.
Yes.
So that needs to be taken out of our line of credit and put back into the operating account. Correct?
Yeah, the loan.
Yep.
And
yeah, we talked about
going back, I saw on October 14th that we paid Simply Water $6,700, and that was noted as Chicorua again. So is that something we can charge that loan for as well?
Yeah, I mean, we had this discussion about whether we should just take it out of the water budget versus borrowing money and paying it back over, you know, numerous years with interest. And so I guess the board did discuss it, was it last week, that they felt it would make more sense to take it out of the warrant article and to borrow the money.
That would help cash flow.
Okay.
Yeah, that it needed to go
back to
the letter of what was
the voters voted on.
Yeah. So if you want to take the Simply Water amount, the one for Just Electric,
okay.
And then I do believe we still need to order two more pumps that were going to go up into the Summit pump house. And that was that Stiles bill, Donna, that was maybe, what, 55? I think I wrote it down on here. Hold on a second. Just so you're taking one transfer. Let me just make sure. I gotta make it up. Open year end, right? Another $4,800 plus installation. So if we took out another $5,000 toward the installation of there's two Badger meters that have to go into Summit.
Okay, so I have Just Electric for $9,936. I have Simply Water for $6,700 and then $5,000 towards things, whatever they are. That will be the total of what I will take of the line of credit and put in the operating account.
No, in the water budget. Water budget's paying for the loan. Right?
Right. But we're not getting a bill for that. We're not going to take it out of the water budget. We're taking it out of the line of credit and putting the operating budget where we paid those bills from.
Okay.
So it doesn't have anything to do with the water.
Right. You're right. Because the loan repayment was coming out of the water budget, which will start next year.
Correct. Right.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, and while I have you, so once we make this final transfer against that loan, we'll know what the outstanding principal is.
Yep.
Will they be able to give, we'll need a figure for what the principal and interest payments are going to be for next year and going forward.
Okay. When I talk to them, there will be a February payment, February 2021, rather. Oops. And that will be interest only. And then in August, they will start the repayment of principal and interest. Now, they could not guarantee what the interest rate is going to be on that because they're not going to decide it for 4 or 5 months. So I suppose we could estimate what that might be.
Yeah, we'll need to have that for budgetary reasons for next year, for sure. Okay. That and then also, now the truck, I think I asked this last week, the truck loan from the Warren article from this year for the $108,000, we've made no payment on it in 2020.
Right.
And the payment in 2020, because I thought we were going to pay like a $1,200 interest-only payment this year, 2020, but that did not happen. So
supposed to happen in February, we will begin principal and interest payments on that loan, and it will be twice a year. I think it's $11,000 for half a year, something like that.
Okay. If you could just get back to, just send a note to the office when we know what those numbers are so that we can plug them in. That would be great.
Okay.
So nothing's going to happen in 2020 on payments on that loan?
No.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Okay, truck. So it's probably going to be the same idea, February and August?
Yep.
Okay, and that's the truck loan. Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay, I'll get that to the office.
Thank you, Dinah.
Yep.
Okay. we got the accounts payable all done. Signature.
Yeah.
The Idlewild Property Owners Association, thanking them for the donation. That was replaced. Well, we talked about it last week and signed it.
I got it.
All right. We're signing that, Kathy, just to let you know something.
Okay. Thank you. That's
okay. I'm going to get a commissioner's report. I guess I'll got the email from Corey Myers. Brad Jones is going to follow up, see what the process is as far as leaving the tank full, leaving it with a feet of water. We had a response from Nate with a lot of waterline inspection, which I guess now is not going to be done until. They wanted to move the house this winter. They were told by their contract that they would have water this winter. I think they're being told otherwise.
Oh, they have to dig up the line and inspect it. Somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Town of Madison zoning. So I went to the public hearing. Application 07 for 13 East Bergamo. Lot is considerable portion of it. It was a request for setback from the house. The structure, the building itself, because of setback from the wetlands, a variance of 75 feet or so. I spoke on behalf of the board saying that the owners would actually give relief with the 65-foot setback from the line of the road in order to further the distance and better protect the wetlands.
Wait, that's one of those
There was a lot of discussion about what could be accomplished with the engineer that was on, and there may be a further away from the wetlands, but encroach on the wetlands. The hearing is going to continue. It was not decided last night that driveway and field as part of the design process were also encroaching wetlands in violation on the application. So the ZBA could have decided in a vote yesterday on what for, but that anyone in the town could appeal the decision now based on new findings that the things that were being put on the property were violated. Okay, so that's going to be continued. And I don't know if the board wants to take objection or take a position either for or against in regards to leach field, which is, go ahead.
I mean, to me, the septic and leach field, any damage, danger that they any of the water, is that what the idea is?
Yeah, there's a failed system.
If it's not failing.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I think we need it.
And I'm going to ask get Pauline, the administrator for the zoning board, I get the drawings. I was sent a letter. We're going to be getting letters, but it's really the drawing that will tell us the violations.
Would we have the drawings from the driveway permit that they
pulled? Yes. Yeah. That those drawings may or may not show. Okay, that's 13 Blinden. I'll move on to the next application. I'm sorry, 13 Yeah, I'm looking at the word Blinden. Next application is 011 Blinden. And that one was by the ZBA. Again, I spoke about the Board of Commissioners' opposition to the variance, which was from the wetlands. Again, there's a 30-day appeal process. This one was an application to EBA back in 2018, which passed. Then there's a limitation of time ran out, so now it's been reapplied. Yeah. 11 Blinden. Yes, this
is
the board.
Isn't that the one when they had correct?
Yes. There were neighbors that did come because those neighbors, they built a house with a special system. They did not show up. Again, I asked away from wetlands again, bring the drainage closer to the road. The aesthetics of the home might be lost if it's right up against the road. Not right up against, the road. I wasn't convincing on that one, and the board passed it. The other one was number 2005, setback 5 foot from the far road in Oak Ridge, as well as 13 feet from the platform. Yep. So that one has passed. The concern was, you may want to talk this, were residents. there were residents, and they were concerned about congestion, because all the other houses are also close to the road. Some of them actually have parking right off the edge of the pavement. We were given information that this will not be the case for this particular house. We have an approved driveway permit. Parking will be parked on the driveway, off the side of the road in front of the house, only on the driveway. But by the neighbors, if it becomes personal property, that overflow might park in front of the house on the road. And that corner is pretty dangerous, so it might be better further down the line as commissioner of putting no parking sign there. There is one that starts at the corner of the lot that says park, and it's because of power lines to the other side. That's always the case with power lines running. You have signs on both poles. Okay.
From my house.
But does the lines cross the road?
I'll have to look.
Yeah, if they do, if they run down the same side, when they cross the road, you're not supposed to park. Oh. Yeah. You're not supposed to park underneath.
That would be a problem.
Okay. So I sent some information out to the commissioners with regards to the Norton value, assessed value of the lodge at the top of Oak Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I've been able to find out. It might be best for the commissioners, if we were to present this as a warrant article at our annual meeting this year, is to have a pre-sale inspection by a third-party home inspector, so that we, the owner of that property, know what deficiencies there may be in the property. Okay, that's one thing. The other thing that is noted in the email that I sent is that the lodge is located on a lot of land, separate lot of land, which includes the cabana building, and basically pretty much most of the scenic vista. So we would obviously want to keep the cabana building, not sell that as well. So you have to subdivide. So the way subdivision works is that there's a 2-acre minimum in the town of Madison. Currently, the lot that the lodge sits on is 1.6 acres. So you can keep 1.6 thickest, but you can't go any smaller. You can make it larger, but you can't go smaller. The benefit that the Village District has is that it's owned a lot right next to it, which is number 21 on the tax map. So that's 1.7 acres. So we could take land from the lot number 21, merge with the lodge, create a new lot line that basically divides Cabana and the lodge and keep both properties with the same amount of footage. So we're not changing anything. The Cabana building will eventually be on a lot that will have 1.7 acres, and the lodge will be on a lot that has 1.6 acres. So that has to be done. I have a letter that I've drafted to the surveyors for an RFQ, if they could provide a quote. Got the tax map included here, if they could simply subdivide these lots to keep and retain the same amount of square footage on each, which is required by law. And then I actually showed a picture of the tax map so that they know what we're talking about. So we would need to get a price at them as well. So I guess at this point I'll make a motion. I don't know if everybody's seen that letter.
I looked at it. So if you just want this letter, this is just to get a quote.
Yeah, exactly, just to get a number. And the cost of home inspection is anywhere from $300 to $100.
The only question I have is, I'm sorry. You make the motion?
I'll make the motion that we approve the letter and send a minimum of 3 surveyors for a request.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. How
are people going to look where you would do this? I mean, how would they access the house? Would be on lot part of 21?
That's a great question, because there really is no driveway to the property. We would have to oblige, as we do in several cases, even on Oak Ridge Road, where the person gets to park on the side of the street. That's their driveway.
But they would have to cross to get to their house. The pump house and the BBOP, the cabanas, are on different sides of the road.
Yeah.
Up to the lodge, right?
Right.
You still have that, the access to that property.
Correct.
Is that part of the road is public property, right?
Right.
This road. What lot is the pump house on? It's very confusing. This doesn't look like the pump house.
Yeah, you see the pump house in that gray.
The pump house is a separate lot.
Yeah, separate lot. Exactly.
You're not involving it. It's currently under 20 and 21. Just going to change the line.
Yeah.
Between 20 and
21. Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
The accommodation would have to be in writing that the parking for this particular property at number 100 Oak Ridge Road would be the use of the
parking lot. So the parking lot would become their driveway, in a sense, or where they would park?
Yeah. You could accommodate what is called a 10 by 20 pad. You know, here's what you have, easement. You have easement to park your vehicles in this footprint.
And then what about where the pickup is? Is that on 21?
That would be, that right now is on 20. So what you'd want to do is ensure that the way the lot line will be redrawn, it doesn't have to be a straight line, by the way, is that you capture that scenic vista at the top. Again, you have to maintain all setbacks. So setback from the house, we have to be 25-foot setback from the sideline and 25-foot back from the rear property line. In this case, I do not believe the lot meets the 65. Maybe it does. Pretty close. 65 setback from the parking lot.
We'll call it. This is still on BDOE property.
Yes, that's what we want to maintain, is the scenic vista, the cabana.
Where is the septic system right now? You know,
I don't know. I believe that it is out back.
Okay.
Obviously, downhill is a gravity system, not a pump system. So I believe that it would have to be out back or possibly on the side of the building. So we'll have to investigate. That will become part of the pre-sale inspection.
So, Jay, if we carved out the cabana portion, would that lot have to be 1.6?
Well, this becomes the question. You see, lot number 20 is 1.6 acres. Lot number 21 is 1.7.
Yes. So
you could argue that, okay, I want to subdivide this lot, but I maintain the cabana, and I want to make that lot 1.7, which is what I'm thinking, is that the district wants to hold as much land as possible, and 1.7 acres is 1.6 by a very small amount.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
Would we take the side of lot 21 that has the lodge on it, and like in your map, maybe draw the line right around where the words Village District is on lot 20. Are you looking at the same map right now?
Yep, I just got it right up. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, so if you drew the line right kind of where the word Village District is on lot 20, and then merge that with lot 21.
Yep, or a portion
and,
of 21.
And the remaining portion, which would be the where the words VDO e cabana and the cabana building, if that's a non-buildable lot anyway, so it could be less than 1.6. It would be maybe 0.8.
Yeah, so you have to maintain the new lots that you create, which will just have the cabana, extra land on it, I would like to have as 1.7 acres, because you can't
but
make
why
it.
Would that, but why would that that's Well, the two-acre minimum is to be a buildable lot. This will never be a buildable lot up there.
Right.
So I would assume it could be less than the 1.6 when we're done with it.
No, you're basically going to – you have a cumulative of 1.6 and 1.7, so you have 3.3 acres.
Yeah.
Basically, you're going to subdivide that, but you have to maintain – if you're creating two new lots with a different lot line, you have to maintain their original sizes of 1.6 and 1.7.
You'll have to give some of lot 21 to the cabana lot from lot 21?
Yep, and some of it to the new lot where the lodge will be.
So you're basically going to divide 21. You're going to divide lot 21 in half and give half to the cabana lot and half to the lodge lot.
Well, yeah, our portion. The fall is
close to half, actually.
Yeah, we're not talking about when we subdivide, it doesn't have to be a straight line. So what Paula's point, we want to maintain the view, right? So what we want to do is make sure that the surveyor takes that line and captures what property is necessary in order for the district to maintain that scenic vista.
I mean, I'm guessing that now is right on that line. It's kind of right.
You mean the clearing of trees?
Yeah, where the
tree table is. Kind of right in the middle of that line. Where that
152-foot mark is? Oh, you mean where I'd be standing on the picnic
table? I think we're at the picnic table right now. It's 36.8, like where the 336. It's kind of right on the line.
No. You'd be back around the numbers, the 80.
152. You'd be on the 152 line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Again, without a better map, but yeah, that would be the intent, to obviously retain the assets we have and provide enough land with the lot that will be created for the lodge to equal 1.6 acres.
I think it's just close and seeing. I don't know how much this kind of work costs.
Probably about $2,500.
But do we have to get other work done, like the inspection? Should we get a inspection and all that?
Yeah, it would be it'll be $2,500 to have it done, but it may only be a couple hundred dollars to do this to create the proposal.
There's no money to create the proposal.
Right.
Okay.
What do you mean?
So you're just asking them. So we're not going to spend any money to have somebody do, because we wouldn't really need an engineer drawing per se. So it's just going to be how much would it cost to subdivide these lots, and that's it.
Right.
No cost to the district. Okay.
Yeah, we're just asking for the surveyance of a lot, or subdivision of a lot.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right, and I'll ask...
You ready to vote?
Yeah, so we have the motion on the floor. I vote yes.
For?
The release of this letter.
I already voted that.
We didn't vote for it. I seconded it.
Yeah, well, we didn't vote, so I'm voting yes.
Okay.
Yes. That'd be interesting to see what they come up with.
I was looking at 91A last night for some curious about something. And so I was kind of rereading parts of it. It was saying about, like, yeah, you would have to sell land. Like
yes.
This. But also the public hearing to buy and sell land. The district buys land
all
the
time.
All the time,
yeah.
Kind of hearings. Is there like a limit or something?
No, you got to go back. And I believe there was authorization provided to the Board of Commissioners in an annual meeting which allows them to buy and sell land without having a public hearing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
To sell land also or just to buy land?
To sell as well. We sold the tennis court 1 year. And
we could. I'm not saying we should.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. This would be a public hearing.
Yeah.
You. Absolutely.
I was curious.
And the thing, Jay, is in order for us to purchase land, we have a capital reserve fund set up for that purpose. So we wouldn't be
right.
We're not spending it out of our operating budget. There's already there's money set aside to do that.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I talked about the thank you letter to Ralph.
Can we find that?
No, we don't have it.
No.
You had added it.
Again, I didn't get out of that ZBA until late. We have a lead and copper. That's what we do again?
No, it's the result.
Oh, that was the result.
Yeah. There was another thing that came that you sent to Ian.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's he hasn't gotten back.
Yeah,
yet.
He did.
Okay.
Those have to be done. So.
Did he do it?
Yeah. Okay. So we have the new security installed.
Right
the door.
Here.
The door.
Yeah, and we turned off the recording yesterday.
Okay. And do we know if Andrew has access to that?
I don't. I can follow up when I call him.
Okay.
What was the legal issue with recording?
You can't audio record without notifying. You can videotape.
So are we videotaping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The recording we
have.
Okay.
Yes. So I'd like to make a motion that we have the administrators change the password to the Nest system today just to ensure that it's secure and not in the hands accessed by other residents.
I don't think Andrew has access to it. Remember, he used my phone that night when he was setting everything up. He didn't use his phone. He was using my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just in case we really aren't sure, and I don't think we are positive.
Yeah. Oh, we are sure. He used my phone. I was there.
Yeah,
but
I was there too.
It's right, but I don't know. Nobody knows, and so it's good practice to change passwords every 6 months. Anyhow,
well, then go ahead and do it. I mean, that's
not supposed to do it. No, it should be changed.
I don't need it. Right? Get in the door.
It's up to the commission. You can't have access that on the off days.
Any of these homeowner units, they function 90% easier if it's a mobile app. To try to do it on a laptop and the computers was very challenging. It kept erroring out and wanting us to have it on setting it up on a mobile app on a phone. That's why, and Donna, rightfully so, didn't want it to be her phone, her personal phone, so I volunteered my phone. So it does have to be at least one cell phone that has the app on it in order to manage the settings on that ring, or whether it's a ring or a Nest or any of those kind of cameras.
Okay, but my only suggestion would be if someone is here all the time. Because sometimes you're hard to get a hold of when you're bored, right? Or not? Should it be
I mean,
I'm just trying to. Is it what's the point of this? So that we can see who's at the door.
Well,
So when these guys are sitting in the office.
Right.
Yeah, so
we can. This is the other part of those things. We have a little mini hub that originally came in the past.
Right.
There is like a 5-second delay when someone opens the door for us to answer it. Andrew, at the time when we were setting up, suggested that we should have put in the home hub, not the mini hub. Which runs $89.99. He did find a
Friday sale.
Yeah.
20% off. Kathy volunteered to buy the home hub and replace the mini hub for the office because we can hit the home hub automatically.
It has like a 5x7 screen, so you can always see what's out there without having to. If Donna's working on QuickBooks, she doesn't have to get out of QuickBooks, go into the Google Nest app to see who's out there, and this will just it'll always be live on a small little monitor.
Yeah.
And they can it'll decrease the delay in the conversation.
Okay, and then I think you're
going to
take the mini one. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's not costing anything.
No, it's not costing anything.
No, I'll buy. It's $89. It's a $40 Black Friday special. So I'll purchase the upgraded hub, and then I'll take that little one that's there in trade.
All right, so I appreciate donating the hub to the office, but I think we have plenty enough money, Kathy. We should probably purchase it outright. And I just want to make sure the installation, can you ladies do the installation of the mini?
The new one or the existing one?
The new one.
I have nothing.
Yeah. And right. Andrew would probably come set that up.
Well, Kathy, this is the problem. It's a security system. We shouldn't be allowing residents. I mean, he's already in charge of our phone system. We have to treat ourselves like a business, because if anything goes wrong, Andrew becomes the first suspect.
Okay. Well, if you had experience doing these kind of, you know, home doorbell security systems, so if you wanted to link it up to the doorbell when it comes in, that's fine.
Yeah, and so I was getting ready one weekend to install the hard one, which was getting up on a ladder and installing the one on the outside of the garage doors. And Kelly said to me, you know, Jay, if anything goes wrong with the security system, you're to blame. And I thought about it, and I thought he's right.
Who's to blame? Who's to blame if anything goes wrong?
Yeah, if anything goes wrong and we don't capture a picture of someone that broke into the office and they found out that the system was installed improperly, I'm in trouble. And I don't want any one of us to be in trouble. I think we should spend whatever it is, $89, have it installed. It only takes a few minutes. We bought it from Lowe's, right?
This
one we bought from Lowe's. Right. The other one was from Lowe's, but you can go to like places like Cinemax. They do the smart TV installations in your home, stuff like that. I can find somebody that will install it. But I think we should do it professionally and keep our hands and our liability out of it. It's a security system, and very much like our phone system, we want that to operate. If we ever need help, we need to have a business line that we can call and get that service. If I move away, Andrew moves away, you've lost your right. So I'm trying to set up a process whereby we always have professional service to solve problems when we have to. You know, I appreciate.
I disagree. You know, we always talked about having the residents participate in the district to make us efficient and help us save money and tap into the skill sets that they have. And we used, you know, basically Ron Sandstrom for our website. Nobody else can really run that website without having access to Ron. So, it seems to have been working fine. Whenever we've had questions, he's been able to assist. So I don't see a problem with having Andrew help us. I really don't. And we're not going to be liable if the camera stops working, you know. Nobody's going to sue you or sue the district if the security camera stops working.
Well, if you recall, there is a security system in place years ago, and it failed and never was revised because the person that put it in wasn't a business. We couldn't reach out to the person and say, can you come fix it? because they wouldn't do it. And so we were stuck. And those cameras are still sitting there on the wall. It's just junk. They should be tossed away at this point.
Do you think they could design them for, installation by whoever buys them?
Yeah.
Isn't that the point? I can buy one from my house. It's not going to fail because they're just, it's basically nailing something into the wall. It's not like it's all wired, right?
Right.
It's all wireless.
It's wireless.
So I think it's good for free. I don't know. I hear your point, Vic. But
And I think the sophistication of these things is, and the only reason I couldn't finish setting it up is because when Donna and I went to the book, we were using the wrong Wi-Fi password. So I think that the step-by-step process to set these things up is pretty simple.
I don't think it's a hardware issue. I think it's a software issue. The installer is not going to be, it's not going to be responsible for the software. So, I think it's got to be more things like the phone system. Andrew, set it up. Great. Thank you, Andrew. Turn over the passwords to us. You should get the password from him. You should go in and change the passwords. That should be it. We just have to be, I think, diligent about security management, password management.
Right, because that's a great point, because when the medical incident happened with our previous administrator, we had no idea who set that phone system up or even operated, because she didn't either.
Right, there you go, but sometimes we use professionals, nobody seems to know who we use,
right.
You know what I mean, stuff to fire, things change, so. I think we're trying this Google Nest. It was not very expensive.
Right.
I'd have added Andrew or I'd have just go ahead and buy the new one. Let's authorize the payment for that. Now, Kathy, are you doing this because you want the mini for your house? Is that why you're volunteering?
No, not at all. Only the fact that it's a duplicate device and we don't need it.
But if you're just doing this, I'll make a motion to spend it. Is it $49.99 for the discount?
Well, if someone can get online Friday after Thanksgiving, the $89.99 hub becomes $49.99. So there's a $40 Black Friday special on it.
You have a correct. Would you be able to do that on Black Friday?
Are you busy?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm in the district.
But you don't need to be in the district. You just
I'm just getting nervous. With the card.
If Donna can give me I can call her, not email it to me, but I can call her and get the card number and if there's a security code or expiration date, or it's only a debit card, right? So.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna
give me the. Go ahead.
I'm making that Kathy purchase the home for up to $60 on Black Friday.
Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
If there's any sales tools, can you get me a hammer? Only kidding.
Yeah. So it's okay. So Donna, I can just pay for it and send the bill to the office and just get reimbursed. Either way.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. You're now buying it.
Okay. So Kathy, you're up next.
Okay.
Thank you, Susan.
Okay, just quickly, we had all these pictures of the deficiencies from what Dawson said that either was done or was going to be done. I just didn't understand why we were taking the pictures and holding them. Why didn't we just send the pictures to Dawson and say, look, you didn't get this stuff done, get it done. So that was my question about why wouldn't we just forward that information to Jake. Maybe Jake thought it was done. Maybe he figured one of his guys was there and had completed those things. So I just was curious why we would not have wanted to send Dawson those pictures.
Yeah, so at the time, I just wanted to first see them to have our discussion about what was told to us and what the reality is.
Okay.
And I've had Chris Bolt, our attorney, been very busy this week and finally got back to me yesterday, and him include the office on some of the points within the contract where I felt there may be some recourse that we might have.
But Jim, first of all, let me back up. First of all, your email to us a week prior said that you were thinking of contacting Chris and we would discuss it today. And I just kind of felt blindsided by the fact that you've already gone ahead and contacted Chris. And without even, you have every right to do that, I believe, as chairman, but you did say we would discuss whether or not we should even get Chris involved, which, you know, I think that's a little premature at this point. I mean, I think I appreciate the fact that you did reach out to Rick Skoranka and that luckily we got a positive reply from DN Tank that the tank would be fine, whether it was empty, whether it was full, or whether it was partially full. But I just don't know if we're getting ahead of ourselves here on including our attorney, and I think that if Dawson felt that we felt that way, that there was some legal reason that we would be reaching out to our attorney because of their performance, I just think that's a little premature at this point.
Yeah, and believe me, the 361-page contract took me quite a bit of time to review, about an hour and a half each day. And so I could glean some of those things that I did include which sort of, I believe, holds the contractor responsible for some of these things, which then say, okay, I think we've got something here. Now maybe
one of the things they have, I didn't look at the
thing is, Jay, it's only if he refuses to do them. He's never refused to do any of those things. So, yes, you're right. If he said, no, I don't believe that's my responsibility, or I'm out of here, I lost my equipment operator, I can't get this stuff done, but there's been no indication that he is unwilling to fulfill his obligation. So until that happens, I don't think that we should be spending any more money on legal fees.
Yeah, the one thing I think that was notable was the notice of schedule and his requirement to notify us if there are any schedule implications with the project. We were never told until we started asking, what's the holdup? Okay. Why is it stopped all this?
Well, I mean, I think you have, but like the thing like the transfer switch, that has been mentioned on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
Getting that done.
Right.
And then see where we go. I don't know.
agree with Matthew at this point that, like, where.
I'm sure we're going to get a bill from Chris for even that 15 minutes that he addressed your concerns or even responded to your email or his paralegal did some research. We're going to get a bill.
Oh, yeah.
The thing with what I find interesting about this project, like this whole thing with Chris Albert. If I were Brad Jones, the first thing I would have done, Chris said he was giving, is I would have said, you're going to finish this project, I'm going to see you.
Yeah.
The fact that he sort of stepped out at the last, you know, and has sort of stepped out until, and Brad's been doing this call, Brad, in my opinion, I don't get the impression he knows that much about the project.
Right.
Maybe he does. Maybe he has a persona on the phone. But that was my point today. He finally called in and with Chris Cole. You guys get this fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care which one it is. They're accountable for this. I'm paying them to manage this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it done and see how see if they do. I mean, if they don't offend me, we go, they're the issue.
Right.
Well, I think we're, so far, I don't see this being a huge issue or a big problem right now.
So do you want
to... And Jay, you kind of felt that because we're not delivering a project that's 100% complete to show the voters what was accomplished, I don't have a problem with saying, look, we've got this water tank installed, we got the pump house built, we got 4,400 plus feet of new water line put in, we've got the roads repaved, we've, dress up the whole site, show some pictures of it. I think an awful lot did get done, considering we didn't get started till what, mid or end of May, and I think that the project has gone very well, actually. And we're not going to be asking the voters for more money. We have money left in the contingency fund that maybe we can start looking at a small project for 2021. We got the pit put in. We've got rid of a couple of bleeders. So there's a lot of things I think that we did get accomplished this year. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
I just wanted to make sure that we're protecting the taxpayers.
No, I think that's good and that's important, I think we've done that. I do agree, though. Like, one of the things I was looking at 91A last night is, like, did it not have any discussion about it? Like, to me, there's one of the things that struck me as I got involved in the town and started to learn about two boards, whatever. Mm-hmm. Claim they would not even like socialize. I can't come to your house. I can't say hello to you on the road. You found out quickly that wasn't true when you looked at the law that you can socialize.
Yeah.
You can actually talk about things. You have to be very careful among the board members outside of a meeting as long as you're not deliberating. So if I have a question, I can ask you a question and you can answer it. We're not deliberating for. We're just sharing information. So if you read the law, you can have some. So, for example, if you see photos of something that is disturbing, I don't think there's a the board member and saying, Jake, I came across this today. You said your something hasn't been done.
Right.
Do we have to really go to a meeting to decide to go to Jake Dawson? I don't think that's 91A violation for some people.
To send that to Jake? No, probably not, because I'm informing him, I guess.
You're a member of the board. You're saying, hey,
yep.
This is something you told us. I want to convey some information to you. Why is that a violation of public information?
Right.
People can request, you're going to come in this way and say to us, I got in touch with Jake. I got in touch with Jake. I had this conversation with him. I was seeking information. You didn't make a decision. You just asked for some information. You come back to us. We have to make a decision, then you bring it to us. We deliberate on it. But we can't be paralyzed between meetings.
Right.
Getting things done. It seems to be this fear. I don't know if it's fear or if it's... Perhaps it's, we have to...
uphold the spirit and the letter of the 91. But we also, and I think we can do things during the week while still doing that, is my comment. As long as you do it publicly in a way that's publicly accessible.
Right.
And that you report on it at a meeting. And that you, no decisions are being made.
So my
that's how I interpreted what I read.
My hesitation with sending Jake the photographs is that I want to get a unified message from this board as to sending the photographs. What do we want to say to him? Because I,
there's nothing
I think
to say.
If you just say to him, this is what you reported, this is what I heard from the meeting, or pull minutes from the meeting and copy it to him and say, this is what we in our meeting, or this is a draft from our meeting, or this is my understanding. I went up there this week and I found this looks like the status. Can you inform me of the status of this?
Right.
What you're doing is seeking information from him. You're not telling him what to do. You're not demanding anything. You're just sort of saying, well, told us this was going to be done. It doesn't seem to be done. I don't know. Be that. Okay. I don't have it. That if anybody listens to something and tells me that's a violation of 90, but if you read through a lot of the stuff, not just the law itself, but you read the information on the interpretation of that law,
right?
It basically, you know, it's basically saying, like, the idea is to be public, is to be transparent with the public, and I don't think you're not being during the week.
And you know what, Paula and Jay, and the fact is, you sent them to the office. So we're not hiding the fact that those things did not get done as was reported. So the information went to the office, but I think it should have also gone to Jake at the same time.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, the message, or all I did was put the title on those photographs, is that, which is a common statement, trust but verify.
Okay, and we don't have to even put that in there. I mean, we appreciate you doing that, but to keep it as like you're trying to ambush the guy, that doesn't accomplish anything.
No. My thought was I want to come up with a unified message that, I don't know.
Jake, I think in the meeting, we came up with a unified message thing. And it's done.
Right.
We have some more to say, and it's done.
Unfortunately, it was to the engineer, but he is the lead.
He is the lead. He should hold them accountable. He recommends. He's the one that did the bidding.
Right.
He got them. He's the one managing them throughout the project. I think it was pretty clear at that meeting that it's better be done by next Wednesday. Better have a good reason why. I felt like Chris said, I will.
Right.
So I think that's okay, but we got to keep things like I'm here. This is what I feel like heard in the past. It's like, nothing gets done unless there's a meeting.
Yeah, and I thought it was good for Chris to allude. The one question I did have, Chris had told me prior that a 209 was coming off and going underneath the Classic Road to the new house that's up there. And we were told previously ago that it was a line. So, again, another in facts, and I don't know who to blame. But to be honest with you, so in our master plan, all water, whether class 5 or class 6 road, 4 inches. I don't know why that wasn't followed.
And we say, then we're accountable for fixing.
Right.
Redoing it.
Install it. Place 1 inch, whatever it is, the 4. Which, there is a 4-inch stub that's starting to do that. But,
I mean, that's why we need to have a stub.
Right.
To get up. Because maybe, I feel like these guys are saying different things. So they seem to just talk off the cuff without referring back to their,
Okay.
So,
anyway. All right. Anything on Bosnets? Or was that it?
Say that again.
Under your commission's report, the same issues.
No, I can just skip down. I mean, there's nothing to do with, you know, the dam management policy was just that that was the latest one that I had. Which included the determination to be 4 inches from the top of the concrete. So I believe that's the latest version of that. The drinking water emergency plan, it was just that we all knew that had to be updated for the end of March. Nobody's really stepped up to take charge of that. What I can do is I plan on being back for the meeting on in person on December, probably that meeting on December 17th. So at that time, if I can get into the office, take a look at the current plan and see if it's really just a matter of updating phone numbers and confirming all the information that's in that plan, I can sort of take responsibility for making sure that that gets done.
Can I interrupt?
Yep.
If she would do that, her question, I'm asking if the
poll. I can't make out anything you're saying, Donna. I'm sorry.
Maybe I had originally said I would at least look at it. Today I hear it.
Okay. I'll call you after the meeting, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Can the book leave the office?
Yes.
Okay.
We know who has it, yeah. It's like get her life.
Yep.
All right, so we can look at it. Okay, I'll do it in December.
Okay. I looked at the templates that were linked to the email from DES, and I don't think we have to create a brand new plan. I think it's just reviewing the existing plan and making sure all the information is accurate.
I have a note to myself. I will go in today. I'll get the book.
Okay.
I'll do
okay.
From what I've learned.
I just want to know I can let you know.
Okay. All right. So that's all I have then. Other than I did take our budget sheet and I took the number of weeks that we've paid our employees and kind of calculated out what where we're going to be at the end of December. And so the spreadsheet shows that with the it's the only thing I have to add. So if I add another, $3,000 for salt, that will be $483,000 in the operating budget, and our approved amount was $560,000. So it will be $85,000 under budget on our operating expenses.
What was your estimate, Kathy?
It'll be I'm going to add, what did Kelly say to add? 3,000. So I think we'll spend
$483,134. That was the one you sent
yesterday. Yeah, last night. I'm adding $3,000 to it based on Kelly's comment about adding more salt. So the printed version was $480,000, so make it $483,134. And our approved budget was $560,740. Okay. You know, and I did allow for let me think. There was one that was kind of big. So sand, I did. There was like $4,000 already added in for additional expenses to the repairs maintenance. So if Kelly wants to get a compressor or there's some things that they need for the shop, there's some money set aside for that. I think we're pretty accurate with all the full-time, part-time, you know, the New Hampshire retirement and all of that. It's all kind of calculated out based on 52 weeks. And so there's not a lot of discretionary stuff in here.
Okay, I think, like, so for example, on medical insurance, we're projecting it to be another $4,000. Is that
$4,000
deductible?
Say that again. Which one?
So medical insurance.
Yep.
$28,003.
Yeah, and I added the I added the $1,500 that Kelly said he has to submit for his deductible.
Kelly and Jeff. $3,000 for that. You add in December. We don't pay in December because November's already in here.
Yeah, we paid so one more month of premium for December, and then the $1,500 that we owe Kelly. I didn't put in $6,000. I mean, I didn't put in $3,000. I put in $1,500 for the deductibles.
What about Jeff?
He hasn't said anything and hasn't indicated he has anything.
Got to ask him, or you got to put it. Oh, yeah, you could have something up in December.
Two more space. The whole.
Happens from in
You got to put the full amount.
Yeah. Assume that he's spending the max.
Okay, well, then instead of putting in, so take out the 1,500 and add 3,000. Add another 1,500. I mean, because most all the buildings and grounds and the parks and recreation, all those things are pretty much shut down for the year.
Okay.
Oh, so I did put $15,000 against the asphalt. So was it my understanding that Bryant is not charging us for that?
It's $16,000 that the bill was off. Extra $1,000.
That we signed today.
Yeah. There was $17,000 in the budget. Two people approved up to $16,000.
Okay.
Well, actually, you $16,000,
right.
But it came in at $1,000. It only came to $16,000.
Okay.
$1,000 in the app.
Okay. All right. I mean, this is just sort of something as a guideline to go by, and as we move forward over the next few weeks, we can adjust it as needed. And I started taking these numbers and coming up with a budget for 2021 based on where we think we'll end up for 2020.
Okay. Speaking of the 2021, I just want to put it in your head. We do have to have a hearing prior to the meeting. We need to just have enough notice for the meeting. That's all.
Did you speak to Linda at all? Thinking about virtual?
I did speak to Linda about it. We discussed a thought about.
Just jumping back, Kathy, real quick. Dam management policy.
Yep.
The one I had, you had. And one of the things that we're supposed to be monitoring is pond level. And
I've checked, and they're all backwater.
A measuring stick?
Yeah, measuring stick.
I'll send you one that I have saved.
What was that?
Amazon.
Amazon didn't have, only had 8 foot to.
That's fine, we can cut it.
30 something.
Yep.
Well, we approved. It's coming in under 69.
Okay.
So.
I had a 3 foot. 2.5 by 8.5 cents.
I went by your 0 to 4 feet that I was looking.
Yeah.
So when you change it, I'm not aware.
All right, but we should have notified that there's ice forming on the pond. There's no way we're getting it in here. I thought Kelly had it.
No, it's
okay. Well, it never freezes at the dam anyway.
Into that water and you're
not a great time to
put it
in. We'll put it in spring.
The only thing is the dam management policy, the RSA requiring us to monitor lake level. We don't have any data.
We've gone this many years.
Yes.
We'll just
a few months. Okay. And Paula, you're up.
So I did talk about we want to choose a term. I think we should decide. I asked you guys a proposal this week. I would make a motion to be with Wozniak and
Sanderson.
Sanderson the next year. Given both, not only the we had a really good reference, really great to work with. That's the motion.
I'll second the motion.
And so what was Roberts and Green's quote for the coming year for 2021?
Somebody was
5,000 last year, or this year, well for 19.
It staggered 3 years.
Yeah.
Ago.
Do you remember?
She's not. Yeah, Tamar, right?
I think it went up by more than $1,200. I thought it was a little higher than the 6,200 from this new audit firm.
Oh, wait, here's our engagement. Let's see if I can open this. Hold on. No, that's that. Hold on.
That was sent around June, right?
Good morning from Tamer from September.
Is that
I don't have the letter. I sent a couple. Did you find it?
No, hang on. Nope.
Here goes. June 24th, I sent a letter saying I discussed a bit with Kathy on the phone. The audit fee for the next 3 year period has increased quite a bit, and I wanted to take the opportunity to offer an explanation. And then she tells what the cost was for the last 3 years. I don't know if this mentions what she would charge. It is our decision to increase the fee, as noted in the accompanying engagement letter. But that's, oh, here it is. Okay. You want me to forward this to you guys?
Let me just read it.
Yeah.
And
we can make a decision based on
what was the cost?
Fees. Our fees for these $9,000 for the 31st, $9,800 for the year ending December 31st, 2021, and $9,450 for the year ending December
31st. Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was
$9,000. Okay, that sounds right. Okay, all right. And just so the public knows, too, that we're not, you know, that we would be subject to that $9,000. So we're not going from 5,000 to 6,200. We're going from 9,000 down to 6,200.
Well, if we would, we are. It is an increase. We don't have one this year. It will be a small increase next year.
Yeah.
What I would propose is I would know they were asking to get a management letter, like a template that we can use, because I don't want to have a lawyer draft an agreement with them. At this point, I don't want to spend more legal money. We probably have some kind of an agreement that we would sign. And I can also send a note to speak if you guys are okay with that. So, what I would do is thanking her. I'll bring that for next week. I won't call her.
Okay.
Contact her. And then I will reach out to Posnick. So hopefully next week we can sign stuff and get this moving.
Yeah, I think that's okay. So the motion was seconded to accept their contract.
Yep.
Yeah, so I will. Okay. And this is not part of the motion. What I will do is let them know and ask them for a letter. I will draft a letter to letting her know our decision.
All right. So, all in favor of the motion is let name.
So the motion was
seconded, yes.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so applause it, but also
Yeah, to communicate with Tamer.
Same motion.
Yeah. Yep. All in favor, say aye.
Yes.
Okay. Paul, do you have anything else? That's all you had.
I knew this meeting would be long,
All right.
Good, Paula, good job doing that. Thank you very much. That I know that was not an easy thing to plow through all those other towns' audit requests and to put that all together. So I thank you for doing that.
Well, I think hopefully it'll work out well.
Yes, thank you, Lynn, for reaching out.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too.
Yeah,
she
was very happy.
Good. We have a letter from, is it a letter or a correspondence?
Stacy again, it's about that drainage at 10 Saint.
I didn't
and
see that.
Saying our first response.
What was our... Yeah, can you forward that to us?
Sure.
Sorry, is there...
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Is no. That all she said is our first response?
I don't feel you addressed my question, though, which is whether the Oak Ridge project or included additional drainage onto 10 St. Moritz. We never expected you to address the saleability. We were talking about how we couldn't comment on the saleability of any lot or home. But she says if there is more specific information about the Oak Ridge project, then maybe we can question ourselves. So she's looking for more information on that project.
What project is she talking about? The road?
So the reconstruction of Lower Oak Ridge. Was there any drainage designed and implemented onto St. Bruce? In particular, I guess number 10 St. Bruce. At the bottom of the two, maybe eight different lots.
Is this something she said she heard from somebody? Was this like a hearsay thing originally? Wasn't it like somebody told me? How did it start?
Yeah, there
was
something about Oak Ridge construction.
What does it say? What does her note say?
This is her first note. We just talked about this over the phone. I am trying to get some more information about the Oak Ridge project at Idlewild. Have affected my client's lot at 10 St. Moritz. He seems to think that there may be an effect in regard onto and or water pressure. He's had it for sale for a while, so he is thinking of selling if I can find out more about his lot in relation to nearby roads.
Well, you know what, I'd write back and maybe get on. I would maybe write back to him and say, we are not, given your original request, we don't. There is no information that we are aware of, or something that we. There's, you know, if there's specific information about the project you're looking for, then you can make a request for it.
Okay.
Isn't that the answer? Because she's
saying
we think there's information.
And there was no impact on water pressure.
It's not water pressure; it's drainage.
Yeah.
That's first about the pressure too.
Okay.
But is the pressure in regards to the water pressure in that area? And did the project affect the water pressure to the water system? No, it would. I don't know.
Jay, maybe you could help them frame it. Say the Oak Ridge project was the repaving, the reconstruction and repaving of Lower Oak Ridge, and had no impact on the municipal drinking water pressure.
Right. Yeah.
And the fact that project was completed, what, in 2015? No, 2016?
Yes. So the other one is the drainage. Other than being a culvert underneath St. Moritz, which I got to figure out whether there was one already previously existing and it was simply replaced. But I don't, there was no drainage study other than that on Oak Ridge. So I don't know.
You could say not to make it so I'm not saying declaratively, right? Make a statement that there was no drainage impact.
Right.
I think if you say, first of all, there was no impact on the water drinking system of the project, right?
Right.
In regards to drainage of water because of the paving, you could say we are not aware of any drainage. However, you are free to any specific documents related to this project.
The Oak Ridge project.
Through the 91A law.
Yeah.
For the Oak Ridge project. Let us know if we can be of help. Let us know if it's...
And maybe she doesn't... And I would, you know, maybe even just explain that the Oak Ridge project was the, you know, reconstruction and paving of Oak Ridge Road. It wasn't anything to do with... That was the scope of the project.
Well, it was the reconstruction and drainage of Oak Ridge Road. All the riprap.
How far is 10 St. Louis off of Oak Ridge? Is it like the first or second lot, or is it multiple lots down?
It's at the very bottom of St. Moritz for Tacoma. It's at the lowest.
So it's not even near Oak Ridge.
Yeah, it's got to be about 800 feet away. It's so far away, I don't think there could be possibly any impact that I know of. I'll have to take a look at the drawings again.
But I was
going to
say, yeah, we're not aware of any impact, but that doesn't – we don't recollect any impact. But you are free to –
Review the documentation of the project
for a 91A request.
Yeah.
I just forwarded
her letter to
you.
Okay.
Do you want me to draft that right now? Here and send it back to you?
Sure.
Carol, are you still awake? I've got to get out of here. I do have to be around
12. You'll be out of here by 12. Okay.
The motions and actions log.
Yeah.
We just threw this together real quick out of last week's minutes. I don't know if that's acceptable. We talked about yesterday.
Did you send it out to us?
Yeah. All
right,
I'll take a look at it.
What was the project again? Project was drainage?
Oak Ridge.
Oak Ridge, Lower Oak Ridge Project is what it's titled.
And what was it to do?
It was to construct a resurfacing, regrading of Oak Ridge Road, as well as implement drainage, proper drainage along Oak Ridge Road.
Installing?
Yeah, installing proper drainage. There were catch basins installed.
I don't know. We do not recollect.
Okay. Do we have anybody on the phone that would like to comment? Okay, hearing none. We also have no public appearances. And in keeping with Carol's schedule, with all our drafting this letter for Lynn to send back to this Stacy stand on the 10 St. Moritz drainage. And I'll make a motion that we sign. No, we're not going to send an actual letter, just an email, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have the office email to Stacy. I'll make that motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Yes.
Do you want me to tell you what I wrote?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Lower Oak Ridge project was to construct resurfacing and recreating of Oak Ridge Road and installing proper drainage. We did not recollect any impact on St. Moritz. However, you are free to request project documentation from the office for the 91A right to know law.
Perfect.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'll send this to you, and you can just cut and paste that.
Okay. I'll make a motion to adjourn. At 11:58, Carol, 2 minutes.
I will second that motion.
Okay.
I will vote aye.
All in favor say aye.
Yes.
Okay, we're done. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Donna, I'll give you a call in a little bit. I'll